to go fish in Ontario, what.com site would you punch up? Good morning, John.
Goldfishing.com.
Negatory.
Let's go to Rick.
Fishing Ontario.
Helper.
Ron, quickly.
Outdoor Adventures.
Yow.
Stephen Barry.
Fishingontario.com.
Quickly, Sean.
Goldfishontario.ca.
Come on, guys.
Ron and Mississauga.
www.goldfishinontario.com.
Thank you. Thank you. See? That's the way we roll here on Outdoor Journal Radio. If we've got a fishing itch requiring scratching, man, there's only one place we go, and that is GoFishInOntario.com, the portal, the gateway to your next fishing adventure. Go there. Tell them what you're looking for. They'll make it simple. They'll give you all of the best choices right there at your fingertips. One of those little gems that you're going to find is a place tucked way up in the heartland of this country for sure, near Geraldton, Ontario, and it's called Wild Goose Lake Resort. Joining us now is Bobby Joe Chenier. Good morning, Bobby Joe. How you doing?
I'm very good, thanks. How about you?
Good, good, good. First of all, I'm all pumped. I'll be honest with you. I have not seen the name Bobby Joe either written or even heard it since my days of watching Petticoat Junction. How's that?
Well, I get that a lot.
I guess you do. I wonder how many people are listening right now, Bobby, saying, what the hell is he talking about, Petticoat Junction? What is that? How are things up north?
Good. We're hoping for a little bit more warm weather, but otherwise we're getting good, getting ready to open up for the season.
Are you experiencing high water levels in your neck of the woods?
A little bit. We're having a bit more problem with ice at the moment. So,
yeah. When do you officially open for the season?
Next Friday.
Next Friday. Does it look like it's going to be happening on time?
Well, I guess one way or another it's happening, but we're not sure. Yeah. You know, last year the ice was off the lake the Sunday before. This year it looks like it might be a little slower to come around.
You're located 12 miles west of Geraldton, I mentioned. I only say Geraldton. I'm sure that it's not the most common community on the planet, for sure, in terms of recognition. But it is the closest you've got, and you're 12 miles away on Highway 11. Tell us a little bit. I know the spectacular fishing that you've got. We're going to talk about that in a second. But tell us a little bit about your operation and how it works.
Okay. So we are a drive-to location. We're about a kilometer off the highway, right on Wild Goose Lake Resort. It's been here since the 1950s. My husband and I have been here running the resort for the past 3 years. We're just starting our fourth season. Here we have RV camping, and we also have 13 housekeeping cottages that range in size from a one-room cottage to a four-bedroom, two-washroom lakefront cottage that sleeps 10.
Nice.
Most of our cottages are on the lake. We've got two that are up and away from the lake, but they all have full kitchens, pots, pans, three- or four-piece washrooms, beds with linens, propane barbecues, pretty much everything you need except for your towels and your personal belongings. You could pull in, unload, and be on the lake in 5 minutes.
Folks driving, because it makes for a wonderful vacation, you know, renting a motorhome and just heading north. Folks, can folks just drop in and with their motorhome and hook up, or is reservation required?
Well, that's pretty new for us. We used to have just seasonal. This is our first year where we actually have some spots available for people to come in. We would recommend reservations. It gets pretty busy up here sometimes, and you don't necessarily want to be stuck. Sometimes
no.
A bit of a drive to find a spot. But yeah, we would recommend reservations for sure.
Now you mentioned amenities, and you know, obviously boats and motors are kind of at the top of that list. Or do people have to bring their own? Is there a rental program? How does that work?
We do rent boats, so we have options for people who want to rent. They can rent a boat just on our lake, or we have some that are on trailers that they can take around. We also have some boats on out lakes that people can just bring a motor and go out and use. But we also welcome people to bring their own boats. Dock space and use of the launch and trailer parking is included with any rental here. So if you come with the trailer, stay in a cottage, either way, you can
do
that too.
most folks have never experienced that, the area that you're in, you know, up around Geraldton. It is absolutely breathtaking is the only way I can describe it. I mean, a lot of Northern Ontario can be described as that, but that whole area that you're in has a certain amount of magic that is hard to replicate anyplace else. It's spectacular. What I really got excited when I read the bio on your operation, you offer backcountry canoeing. That is exciting. Tell us about that.
Well, again, that's also a pretty new thing for us. We're just going into our second year offering it. The canoeing is actually what brought my husband and I to the resort. So we left. We did a trip about 4 or 5 years ago where we actually canoed right from this beach and canoed all the way to Lake Nipigon. It's 125 kilometers. And that is the main trip that we promote right now to our customers. It offers a complete canoeing experience. So anybody from a beginner or a more seasoned tripper, they can have a great time while doing it. You paddle across four lakes, all of which are hot spots for fishing. You can experience moving water, whitewater canoeing. The trip can be done in anywhere from 4 days for someone who wants to do full days of paddling or for people who want time to relax, take in the whole experience and set aside some time for fishing. We plan for up to 8 days, and that's my particular favorite time to do it in. The camping along the route is one of the only places that I've ever been woken up by fish jumping in the lake right beside my tent. It sounded like it was raining. So, I mean, it's a fantastic place. For the canoeing, we have options so people can bring their own canoes. We can help map them out. We can drop them off, pick them up wherever they want to go in. We also have complete outfitting with all the gears, meals, everything provided. We can send you with a guide. And again, we pick you up at the end of the day, bring you back, put you up in a cottage, and you get some time to rest and relax before you head out.
And of course, the province of Ontario throws in free of charge the best fishing on the planet. Right? So speaking of throwing in free, what is the give me an idea of cost for a trip like that?
A trip like that can go anywhere from a few $100s if you're going by yourself and you're just looking for accommodations for your start and finish. Full guide for 8 days, you're looking at a little closer to about between $1,500 and $2,000.
Wow, and that's a bargain, an absolute bargain. We're talking world-class fishing in world-class environment, and it just doesn't get any better than that. Wonderful website. It's called wildgooselake.com, wildgooselake.com. Check it out if you're planning or haven't planned your family vacation yet. The hell with Disney. Never mind going south. Head north, baby. That's where you need to go. Bobby, thanks for joining us this morning, and all the best for the upcoming season.
Great. Thanks very much.
Bobby Joe Chenier from Wild Goose Lake Resort around Geraldton, Ontario. It's, you know, a short little 20-hour drive. I mean, it's nothing.
It's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what the heck. And, you know, when you think about it, though, how many people pack up the family minivan with the kids and everything else and head to Florida, head to Disney every year, which is a 27-hour drive?
That's true.
And not even think about it.
Keep your money in Canada.
There you go. And experience an outing that you and your family will not soon forget. So there you go.